everybody out there in North Central Florida. This is Attorney Carrie Meldon, and we're at Law Talk Live. We've got a great show this morning. We've got Jeffrey Meldon in the studios, who happens to be my father as well. And as always, it's a call-in show, so you can call us at the Sky at 1-877-975-9825. That's 1-877-975-9825. We'll answer any questions that you have about the law, and we're going to be having a new format this year. We're lucky to have some great listeners out there and some great suggestions. So one of the things that we're going to be doing in 2022 is trying to answer commonly asked questions of clients that we've had over the years, and some peculiar ones as well. Last week we talked about Miranda rights and whether or not the officer's arrest is invalid if they don't read the Miranda rights. And as the audience probably heard from last week, that's not true. Only questions that the officer asks and the answers to those questions may be excluded if the Miranda rights are not read. So that was last week's question. And this week's question is going to be, are you allowed to fire your attorney? And how does that work? And we're going to get into that in a few minutes. But before we do that, I want to talk a little bit about our giveaways that we're going to be having at Meldon Law in the upcoming week. First of all, we're giving away tickets to both the men's basketball game as well as the women's gymnastics. The men's basketball game is on February 9th, and they will be taking on the Georgia Bulldogs. We're going to be giving away 6 tickets, 1 4-pack of tickets, and 1 2-pack of tickets. To be eligible for the tickets, all you have to do is go to the Meldon Law Facebook page, like the post, and tag one friend. The 4-pack winner of the tickets, that means 4 tickets together for the Florida-Georgia men's basketball game, will also receive a $50 gift certificate to Harry's Seafood Bar and Grill. And the 2-pack winner of the Florida men's basketball game against the Georgia Bulldogs on February 9th will receive a $25 gift card and also 2 free tickets. So all you have to do is go to our Meldon Law Facebook page and enter by February 8th at 5 p.m. Make sure you like our Facebook page so we can notify you if you win. Good luck and go Gators for that giveaway. And then the second giveaway is even more exciting. That's the Florida Gators gymnastics team, which is incredible and has a huge demand here in Gainesville. On February 11th, the Florida Gators women's gymnastics team will be hosting the LSU Tigers. And that's going to be an exciting night. We are also giving away 6 tickets on that night. There's a 4-pack of tickets that we're giving away, which comes with a $100 gift card to Spurrier's Gridiron Grill, which is located in Celebration Point, as well as a 2-pack winner, which will also receive a $50 gift card to Spurrier's Gridiron Grill. So there's 6 tickets split up in different intervals of 4 and 2. All you have to do is go to our Facebook page, like the post, and then tell us who your favorite gymnastics event or apparatus is in the comments below. Obviously, there's the floor, there's the vault, there's the uneven bars. So you can tell us on Facebook as to what you like the most, and we'll put you in the raffle for the tickets. And the winners will be announced on February 10th at 5 p.m. Good luck and go Gators. So before we get into this week's topic, how can you fire your attorney and whether you should fire your attorney, I want to introduce the founder of this program, also my father, Jeffrey Meldon. Good morning, Jeffrey.
Hey, good morning, Carrie. It's exciting about the ticket giveaway. I watched the women's gymnastics event last night at Missouri, and the Gators had a tight one. Missouri scored the highest total they had ever scored in the history of their gymnastics program, and the Gators still beat them, even though it was close. And next week we got the LSU Tigers coming in on Friday night. I think they're currently ranked number 8 in the country. The Gators, depending on which ranking service you look at, are ranked number 2 or 3 in the country. And Gator Gymnastics is really cool. I want to also mention that today at 3:30, The men's basketball team is playing Mississippi, and there's always seats available for men's basketball these days. So just show up down there, and you'll be able to get a good seat. Florida versus Mississippi today at 3:30 p.m. And grab the kids and take them. They'll love it. The Gators are fun. So anyhow, what's the topic? What are we going to cover today, Kerry?
Well, we're going to be covering whether or not you can fire your attorney and whether it's a good idea to fire your attorney. And we're going to get into that in a second. For those listeners out there, Jeffrey hosts a weekly podcast every Tuesday. It's Meldon Law and Friends. Jeffrey, why don't you tell the audience a little bit about your podcast so they can tune in if they want to?
Yes, Kerry. About a year and a half ago, we started our podcast, Meldon Law and Friends, and it's really taken off. Every week, we have two guests from the community. Usually, they're from an organization or a business, and we like to celebrate all the amazing things that are going on in North Central Florida. And it's really been rewarding. We've met a lot of people. I know, Kerry, you've hosted the podcast a number of times. What are your thoughts on the effect of Meldon Law and Friends on Facebook?
Well, Dad, you've definitely have a cadre of important people and interesting people on the program. You can, if you're a listener out there, you can actually listen to every single program. It's all archived on our Facebook page, on our website. And they're really interesting interviews. So I would suggest if anybody wants to learn a little bit about North Central Florida history, and it's not even about the law, it's more just about the people and the community of North Central Florida, tune in to Meldon Law and Friends. Once again, this is a live call-in show. For those people out there, we do give away some gifts if you give us a call and ask a question. Just make sure you wait for Rob to answer the call. Sometimes it has to ring a little bit because we get multiple calls at one time. Our number is 1-877-975-9825. That's 1-877-975-9825. So without further ado, we're going to go into this week's topic, which is how do you can you fire your attorney and when should you fire your attorney? So the first thing that you need to talk about is the circumstance when, you know, when a client is starting to wonder whether or not their law firm is working for them. And usually it happens in cases where the client has retained a law firm, they feel really good about retaining that law firm, and then 6 months, a year and a half goes down the road, and they feel like they haven't gotten the responses or the communication that they want from their law firm, and they start to doubt whether the law firm that they hired is the right law firm for them. So that's usually how all of this starts. The reason that we know that is because we field phone calls all the time from clients who want to fire their lawyer and hire us to represent them. Obviously, we have to look at every case individually, but the first thing that we generally do is when the client calls, we'll ask them, why do they want to fire their attorney? And generally speaking, it's because of a lack of clarity and communication. So Jeffrey has always taught me to always advise the client initially to try to reconcile with their original attorney. Jeffrey, you want to go into a little bit more about that?
Yes. Many times we get calls and folks are upset because they have a lack of communication with their attorney. And that's the number one issue that we usually hear. And because of that, they want to have a second opinion. And we're always glad to give a second opinion. But as you know, Kerry, a lot of times we give them advice to go back and try to reconcile with their prior attorney if possible.
Right. I mean, what we try to do is listen to the client. A lot of times I feel like their issues are legitimate, that they have some valid criticisms of what's going on with their representation. Now, what I would tell the clients out there is if you have some issues with your existing attorney, I would write them down on a piece of paper. And a lot of times clients will tell me, well, I don't really know what the issues are I have with my attorney. It's just the feeling that I have. I don't like the way that I feel when I'm represented by that law firm. And usually I tell them that those feelings are grounded in fact. There's usually a legitimate reason why they feel the way that they feel. And so when they sit down and they think about it, they can actually go back and parse out the facts as to why they feel the way they feel. Usually, like you said, it's a lack of communication. They feel like they trusted their life with the law firm and they're not getting any type of response. So the first thing that I usually suggest is sit down, write down what your issues are, and then call your existing law firm to see if you can discuss those issues. If that lawyer is not willing to talk to you, then that's a red flag. And I would say, as a lawyer who's been doing this for many, many years, I advise my staff, if a client calls and wants to speak with me, put them on my schedule so I can speak with that client, because that client's life matters. And to them, this is probably one of the most important things that's going on in their life, is their case.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we're getting ready to go to our first break at Law Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Jeffrey Meldon. I don't sell auto insurance, so why did I write my book, Buying Florida Auto Insurance? It's because over and over again, I've seen the heartbreak in the families that find out that the other person that caused the crash was underinsured. Protect yourself and your family. It's free. Just call 1-800-373-8000 or go to MeldonLaw.com. Offices in Gainesville and Ocala. Meldon Law, where you matter most. Getting justice from the insurance company after a serious accident may be difficult. The insurance company's job is to pay you as little as possible. My job is to work to get them to pay you top dollar. I've learned the latest techniques and have the determination, experience, and reputation needed to go up against the powerful insurance companies. Just call me, Jeffrey Meldon, 1-800-373-8000, or go to MeldonLaw.com. Offices in Gainesville and Ocala.
Here at Law Talk Live, this is the host, Kerry Meldon, in this morning's show. We've got Jeffrey Meldon as well. We're taking over this morning's program in place of Chris Qualman, who's been a great steward for the show, and he's getting some much-needed rest this weekend. And, you know, the Gators are playing basketball this afternoon. If you missed the beginning of our show, we're doing giveaways on our Meldon Law Facebook page for both the men's basketball game as well as the upcoming women's gymnastics game. So check out our Facebook page, and we explain how to enter for the numerous tickets and restaurant giveaways that we have. So we're back here on the show. I'm here with Jeffrey Meldon. If you want to give us a call, our number is 1-877-975-9825. If you call in and ask a question, we'll make sure you just hold on for Rob to answer. It looks like we got a call that just came in. Rob, you want to... Hello, this is Kerry Meldon at Law Talk Live. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Who am I speaking with?
My name is Janice.
Hey, Janice. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing really well.
Good, good. So how do you have a question for us?
I do. If you have a situation where you have paid and retained an attorney, and like you say, it gets to the point where this attorney is not responding and you have no idea what is happening. And the situation where we're dealing with is child custody issues. And perhaps it could be volatile and the child could be in danger. So we're talking about, I need to talk to my attorney.
Yes.
And they're not responding and I don't know what to do.
Well, that's a great... Go ahead.
Well, I'm tired of dealing with that, and I'm really ready to find another attorney. What happens with that money that I retained my first attorney with?
That's a great question, and I'm going to give you some answers here. So I'm going to answer some of it like a lawyer and some of it like a regular person, if that makes sense. But the first thing is you have to look at your contract, and that's the lawyer speaking. Is your retainer refundable or non-refundable? If it's a non-refundable retainer and it's signed in your contract, then that's obviously going to be different than what's called a refundable retainer, which you may be able to get a portion back if the attorney has not provided enough proof of the hours that they put into the case. regardless, as a human being, I would say, you know, the fact that they're not answering your calls and they don't want to meet with you is a red flag. I would highly suggest you put it in writing, because everything needs to be in writing that you want a meeting with your attorney. And then you sit down with your attorney. And like I said, make sure you write down all of your concerns and questions, because attorneys have a long history of being able to manipulate words, and they'll try to redirect the conversation. And you can't let the attorneys do that. You're going to have to control the situation. And the best way to do that is by being prepared, sticking to your guns, and having your questions. Let the attorney have to answer your questions. Don't let them try to refocus the conversation in a way that benefits them. Jeffrey, do you have anything you want to add to that?
Yeah. First of all, you want an attorney that makes you feel like you're on the same team. If you feel like the attorney is not working with you in the best way, after giving that attorney an opportunity to meet with you, explain what's going on, you still don't feel comfortable, particularly in a matter as important as child custody, then you do have the right at any time to change lawyers. And there's a lot of very good lawyers in North Central Florida or wherever you are that can represent you. So my advice is start by having a formal sit down with the attorney with written questions, like Carrie suggested. Deal with what the issues are. Ask the tough questions. However, in the event that you are not comfortable, then you can change at any time. The client has the right to change an attorney at any time. As far as any money that you've paid, even if the contract says it's non-refundable, depending on the situation, you may be able to get some refund of your money. You would want to have the lawyer give you a breakdown of the time spent and the hours involved in your representation.
How do you get that refund? Will you have to file something with the Florida Bar, or how do you get the refund if you can do that?
Start by writing a letter, email, however you communicate with the lawyer. Start by asking for it. That's, you know, before you go to the Florida Bar, try to reconcile it with your lawyer. Have a sit down. You know, it's important to, you know, take it step by step.
Okay.
Oh, we really appreciate you calling in. We're gonna leave you on hold for 1 second. We want to be able to send you a giveaway. Rob, can you, we'll get the address, but thank you for calling in. And we hope that this gets resolved. If you have any questions during the week for us, you can always call us. We do free consultations. Even if we don't do that subject matter, we can refer you to people that we trust. Our number is 1-800-373-8000. That's 1-800-373-8000. So good luck. And if there's anything we could do to help, give us a call. All right, we're going to our second break. And then when we get back, we're going to talk about whether an attorney will take your case if you want to fire your pre-existing attorney.
Absolutely. Everybody knows that Meldon Law is the only official injury law firm partner of the Florida Gators. However, since we first opened our doors in 1971, we've been your community partner as well. With over 600 scholarships awarded through our Meldon Law Scholar Athlete Program, as well as our Veterans Making a Difference initiative, Meldon Law now has offices in Gainesville, Ocala, and Lake City. MeldonLaw.com, where we won't back down.
Okay, this is Carrie Meldon with Law Talk Live. I'm here with Jeffrey Meldon, the founder of Meldon Law Firm, as well as Law Talk Live. We've been on the air for almost 20 years. I've been practicing for 15 years, so I remember this case. This was going on before I was in law school. I wasn't even a lawyer yet, so we're lucky to have Jeffrey here. Once again, I want to remind the listeners out there of the men's basketball and women's gymnastics free ticket giveaways with free restaurant coupons as well. I should say gift cards, not even coupons. You get to eat for free at Spurrier's and or Harry's. You have to go to the Meldon Law Facebook page. We're also doing a Valentine's Day raffle giveaway with some really incredible stuff. This is on our Meldon Law Instagram page. So we have an Instagram social media, too. And there's instructions on how to sign up for those giveaways if you go to our Instagram page.
What do you get?
Well, it's really interesting. So there's a lot of stuff. A lot of it, I'm not really familiar with the products. There's two different packets. On the first one, you get, I believe it's a Kendra Scott brush and maybe earrings, Jimmy Choo perfume. There's a purse. There's a diary. There's like, a bunch of stuff on the first basket. And then the second basket is a Google Home device, a deep energizing massage, handheld massager, hats, shirts, sunglasses, and tumblers. So both prizes are incredible. I think they have some really cool stuff in there. If you go to our Meldon Law Instagram post, you'll see what the options are and how to enter into those free raffles for Valentine's Day. So we're excited about that. And, of course, we talked about Jeffrey's podcast, Meldon Law and Friends, earlier every Tuesday. You can check it out and go to our website, meldonlaw.com, or our Facebook page if you want to watch any of the shows that have occurred dating back to 2020.
Yeah, and it's also YouTube as well as 437 audio platforms. So however you listen to your podcast, check out Meldon Law and Friends.
All right, so we're in the second part of our show, and we were talking about what happens if you're not happy with your attorney. You know, what can you do? What are your options? So the first part of the show, we talked about what we think that the client should do if they're not happy with their lawyer. And essentially, it's, you know, write down the question as to why you're not happy, and then schedule a meeting with your lawyer to tell them why you're not happy, to see if you can reconcile that relationship. In the event you cannot reconcile the relationship, in other words, you've had that meeting or you were not allowed to have that meeting for one reason or another, and you're like, I cannot have this attorney represent me anymore, you start calling around and speaking with other attorneys to represent you. What are those attorneys thinking when they're talking to you and you have a pre-existing lawyer? I'm gonna let Jeffrey start off with this. What are some of the things that you look at as a lawyer when someone calls to you and says, I have a motor vehicle accident, I've been injured, I've been with my lawyer for 2 years, I can't get them on the phone, I don't trust them anymore, I'm looking for a new attorney, will you retain me as your client?
First of all, I like to listen, because eventually you get more information about what the case is about, what the client is about, and whether or not you want to take on the representation. One of the questions we frequently get is, my attorney says there's only $25,000 worth of insurance, and I want more, and can I sue the people above and beyond the insurance coverage they have? I'll tell you frankly, Carrie, in those cases, a lot of times we say, you know, if your lawyer is getting you the maximum insurance coverage, you may not want to be switching lawyers, because the lawyer may not be doing a bad job. When it's a case where the lawyer is not communicating, that's a different story. What I like to do is listen to the facts. Sometimes you ask the client to bring in some records if they have it, so you get more information. And then what we try to do, I always say, what's in the client's best interest? Is it in the client's best interest to switch from one law firm to another? A lot of times what we'll say is, if it's a contingency fee contract on a personal injury case and the fee is one-third of whatever the settlement is, we will take over the case. And if the lawyer has any lien or charges from the prior case, we will pay them out of our fee. So
there's no harm to the client.
Yeah, the client's not paying any more by switching. And so it depends. It's case by case. Obviously, there has to be enough insurance. That's the number one issue that I see a lot of times when there's a miscommunication between the client and the lawyer. What is the potential recovery in the case?
Do you look at the case differently if it's in the negotiation stage versus the trial stage?
I like to listen to everything, no matter what stage it is. If it's in the negotiation stage, a lot of times what we find is that lawyers are trying to settle cases for less than what we think is full value.
Correct. So You know, what I would say to the listeners out there is that the lawyers are going to look at everything, make a decision whether it's the right fit for both you and the law firm. And obviously, one of the things that I know we do at Meldon Law is twofold. First of all, we want to make sure if we take a case, we do so in good faith. We don't want to take a case and then neglect our clients like the previous lawyers. So sometimes we do a hard look at every case that comes in, because we know once we sign our name on the dotted line that we take stewardship over that client and over that case. And we want to make sure that that client gets the experience that they deserved, that they did not get with the prior law firm.
Yeah, as you know, Carrie, in the beginning, there's a lot of contact going on between the client and our law firm. And then we have a rule at Meldon Law that the case manager or the attorney needs to stay in contact with the client at least once every 30 days, if not more often.
Yeah, well, we have the case manager once every 30 days, and then we have client communication specialists that actually contact our clients every 14 days until the clients say they don't want to be contacted anymore. So that's a communication point that we put in, because, you know, sometimes it's just calling up the client and saying, look, and everything's going okay with your case. I know it's been a few months, but everything's on track. And a 1 or 2 minute conversation from our office with a client that says everything is going to be okay alleviates that stress and that concern from that client's shoulders. Too often people think of life and from their own perspective, and we don't put ourselves in other people's shoes. And as a lawyer, probably one of the most valuable traits is to be able to put yourself in someone else's shoes and live, you know, in their skin, so to speak, for a day or two, because we don't know what kind of stresses that someone else may be going through, especially as a result of an injury or if they were arrested. So we're coming to the conclusion of this week's show. If you want to give us a call, we're open at Meldon Law 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 1-800-373-8000. You can always give us a call. We offer free consultations, whether or not you have an attorney or not. We'll always talk to you for free. We're happy to be here. Jeffrey, you want to take us out today?
Yes. Let's back our Gators, okay? Women's gymnastics, women's basketball, and men's basketball are all winners this season. We need to show up and support our Gators. And at the end of every show, what do we say, Carrie?
Go Gators!
From the Meldon Law Studios.
Meldon Law, the only official law firm partner of the Florida Gators.
This is News Talk 97.3 The Sky.